And despite the closing of Sheldon Jackson College 2 years ago, the education program at the former college hatchery is still in full swing. An organization called the Sitka Sound Science Center has been releasing fish from the hatchery all week. KCAW's Emily Schwing reports.
Stuff like this, get a small scoop. If you get too many in the net, just let some of them go. And when you pick up on the bottom, you carry it over, turn it inside out.
For the past week or so, contract hatchery manager and former Sheldon Jackson educator Dan Goodman has been heading up the release of coho salmon smolt from the Sheldon Jackson hatchery.
What you're seeing, in essence right here, is what this program is all about. These students that are here helping with the release, they're learning about the Pacific salmon and their life cycle, and they're getting hands-on experience doing it.
While classes at the college ended nearly 2 years ago, Goodness, along with volunteers like Susan Brown, have continued both operations and the education program at the hatchery.
The college is closed. Nobody told the fish, but we are still educating, not college students, but we're educating people of all ages. We have school children come through of different ages, and then in the summertime, we have all these tourists from all over the place that don't know too much about salmon except that they're good on a plate.
The SJ Hatchery is currently contract operated by the Sitka Sound Science Center. Last year, the state of Alaska appropriated $250,000 in funding for the hatchery, but this year that money didn't come through. Goodness says operations currently rely on other government grants and private donations.
Unofficially, I believe right now that there's probably somewhere between 5 and 6 months worth of funding left. I don't see how the hatchery could close down because individuals in Sitka like myself are not going to allow it to happen.
Before the Sitka Sound Science Center was contracted to oversee operations at the hatchery in early 2008, Dan Goodness and Susan Brown ran it themselves on a voluntary basis for the month of December 2007. Recently, Goodness, a group of local sixth grade students, and a handful of teenagers were tasked with releasing the last group of 150,000 smolts that have been reared at the hatchery over the last 2 years. 16-year-old Carrie May has seen the process from start to finish.
For like the past year or so, me and my mom have been coming down here and volunteering. So we've done every part. We've tagged the fish. We like picked out all the dead eggs. And so this is the final part. And so we just wanted to come and down and help out and see them go. I'm just excited for them to come back and eat them. You can't help it. I mean, they're good.
May says she plans on studying marine biology when she heads off to college in a few years, which is exactly what biologist Dan Goodness is aiming for. He says he'd like to continue the tradition of environmental science education as it existed when he was still teaching classes at Sheldon Jackson.
It made me very sad when the college suddenly shut down in 2007, and so my dream come true is for college students to come back here, because I'm ready.
In Sitka, I'm Emily Schwenk,